And we're joined now by senior producer Steve Proffitt.
Hi, Alex. You know, it's Leap Day.
I did know that. It's February 29th, the extra day.
Right, and it got me thinking about our calendar and just how inane it really is.
Well, 30 days has September, you
right,
mean?
Yeah, that whole thing. For years, since I was a kid, really, I've been fascinated by a very old idea to change the calendar so it has 13 months.
13 months.
Yeah. 13 months, each with 28 days. So a system like this would mean that every month was exactly 4 weeks, and every day of the week would always fall on the same numbered day.
You mean if you start with Sunday, Sunday's always going to be the 1st, the 8th, the 15th.
Exactly. So if I said something was happening on March 9th, you would know that that's a Monday. Plus, you wouldn't need to buy a new calendar every year.
Well, I don't know how the publishing industry would feel about that, but I'm doing the math here. 13 times 28. This is the problem. It's 364, right? 13 times
right.
28 days. We're a day short.
Yeah, we are. We're 2 days short on leap years.
Right.
But our calendar will add a day. Let's call it New Year's Day in normal years. And it will add a second day. Let's call that Chadwick.
Chadwick Day.
I like that.
In
leap years. That
okay.
sounds good. So anyway, Alex, to find out a little bit more about this, I called a calendar scholar.
The whole idea of calendars has always been an attempt to reconcile the lunar movement with the solar movement, and it's impossible because they're so different.
That's Peter Bogdanovich, and he says many ancient calendars had 13 months because they were based on the lunar cycle, 28 days.
Did you say Peter Bogdanovich, like the movie director? Peter, I thought this was a calendar expert.
Yes, but it turns out that Peter Bogdanovich, Last Picture Show, Paper Moon, all of those, he's not only a fan of the 13-month calendar, but he actually tries to live by it.
No.
Yes, he does.
The way the ancients used to begin the year was with the extra day. It was called, the year was known as a year and a day, which is where we get that expression, I'll love you forever and a day, or the owl and the pussycat, they sailed away for a year and a day. That all comes from the fact that the calendar year used to be, in fact, 13 months a year plus one day.
Where are you going with this, or is it just an excuse to call Peter Bogdanovich?
Oh, well, kind of. But, you know, Alex, back to the calendar, all right? The 13-month perpetual calendar. And there have been some really ardent attempts to adopt it. Back in the 20s, the League of Nations had just been formed, and they spent a lot of time considering it. And then in this country, one of the most strident supporters was George Eastman.
This is the film Kodak, George Eastman?
Eastman Kodak, right. Apparently, it drove him crazy that March had something like 11% more days than February. But, you know, the current calendar is so ingrained, it seems pretty unlikely that we're going to be changing it anytime soon.
Well, Peter Bogdanovich says he's still living by this 13-month calendar, right?
Well, I mean, he also has to live in the real world, but in spirit, yes.
The world made sense when the calendar made sense. Now it doesn't make sense, and neither does the world.
Peter Bogdanovich, good luck to you.
Thank you. We all need a lot of luck.
So, Alex, maybe we should name that 13th month Bogdanovich.
Stephen, thank you, and spend your day wisely.
You're welcome, Alex, and I'll try to.